As Doug quickly brushed his teeth before jumping into bed, his thoughts were of all the fun he'd have in the day ahead. "When you wake up," his mother said, "we'll get ready for the fair. But you must get some sleep so you'll be rested and aware." Off he drifted into sleep while gazing at the stars. He dreamed of rides and games, trains and bumper cars. Next morning, when he awoke, he jumped right out of bed, brushed his teeth, dressed real fast, and running downstairs, he said, "Mom, Mom, can we go now? It's going to be so much fun." "Breakfast first," she replied. "We'll go when everyone is done." It wasn't long, and they were off, over roads that seemed to stretch forever. He'd never been so excited. Never, never, never. Then there it was, just ahead, right over the next rise. Huge Ferris wheels and carousels. He could hardly believe his eyes. Tilt-a-whirls were spinning, chariplanes were whirling round, and there were so many people, they seemed to cover every inch of ground. The first thing he headed for was a bright blue bumper car. In he jumped along with Dad and instantly became a racing superstar. All day long they played and played, enjoying everything they could, riding rides and eating foods that were oh so very good. There was cotton candy, hot dogs, popcorn and french fries, funnel cakes and ice cream, but trying all of it would not be very wise. It was everything and more that Doug had pictured in his mind. What fun they had all day. It was hard to leave it all behind. But the day was almost over, and it was time to go. So off to the car they headed, happy from head to toe. Then Doug saw a train to ride. He could hardly believe his eyes. It went all around the parking lot, which was really huge in size. "Mom, Dad, can I go? I really want to ride. I'll be very careful and keep my arms and legs inside." So onto the train he climbed, filled with children his own age. Children smiling with anticipation, waiting for the train to engage. With a couple loud toots, the train went down the track, while his parents patiently waited for it to make its lap. How exciting, how exciting! He was really on a train. They were zipping past the landscape when suddenly it began to rain. But it was just a quick shower with raindrops sparkling in the sun, dancing off the shiny metal, then gone as quickly as it had begun. Much too soon for Doug, the train suddenly stopped. Some children were getting off, so onto the ground he hopped. But his parents weren't there, and he wasn't sure where he was. He thought Dad would stay calm. That's just what he does. His mind quickly raced. What should I do? There were people all around, but not a single one he knew. The train continued on to the other end of the lot, where Doug's parents waited for their fair-haired young tot. But when the train offloaded, there was one major lack. Their son wasn't on it. He hadn't come back. Everything stopped. People were ready to deploy in search of a little 5-year-old boy. Everyone wondered, where could he be? He couldn't just disappear like a tiny little flea. Then the conductor said he may have gotten off at the lot's other end when I made a quick stop. So off people went as fast as they could, looking for a little boy in a red shirt with a hood. They scattered, they scrambled in groups and in lines to locate him quickly. They didn't waste any time. And find him they did, in no time at all. Everyone was so happy when he answered their call. There he was sitting as patiently as could be, right in the middle of the lot that seemed as big as the sea. He was sitting so calmly on the hood of their car, knowing that his parents couldn't be too far. There were sighs of relief and hugs all around, smiles and laughter. What a wonderful sound. That night, Doug snuggled warm and safe in his bed, with thoughts of bumper cars and trains spinning around in his head. Now think, what if this happened to you? Could you stay calm and know what to do? Talk to your parents and you'll always be ready to handle any situation without feeling unsteady.